Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 9th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Distinguishing Taste. The scripture verse is from Hebrews 5, verse 14, which states, But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Ever since I can remember, I have enjoyed solid food. I certainly inherited from my dad the joy of eating. Any of you that ever met Gene Weber recall he loved to eat. Brooksine has done a very fine job of keeping me fed. I can only recall one meal she ever made in her nearly 30 years of marriage I didn't like. We both still get a laugh out of that failed attempt. Like many families, we like to get together to eat. On the email post or website today, there's a photo of our family taken before a big holiday meal about 18 years ago. I suppose it's especially meaningful to me since my mom and dad are both in the photo, and since that time they've both gone on to be with the Lord. We eat out as well, but we tend to favor restaurants that feature home-style cooking like Gus's Keystone Diner and the Country Table here in Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, where we live. I know they both sound like fancy, sophisticated places, but they're really not. I'm told people really need to distinguish their taste buds to appreciate fine food, so I'm really not sure how trained my taste buds are. In my life, I want to keep training another type of taste bud. The writer of Hebrews speaks of this in her daily verse. In the context, he is speaking of the Word of God. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Read that verse again and ponder for a moment with me on the phrase, by constant use have trained themselves. What a privilege to have God's written revelation in the Bible. As a maturing believer, I want to be able to distinguish good from evil. And I have a part in this as I choose to regularly feed on God's Word. This is the sense of the phrase, by constant use of training themselves. Another version, the New American Standard, translates this, because of practice, their senses trained. Have their senses trained, pardon me. The need to distinguish good from evil is ongoing and will surely increase. Our source and guide needs to be the unchangeable standards of God's holy word, not the fickle opinions of man. How are we doing today? Are we in regular training? Are we actively practicing our faith? Are we distinguishing good from evil?
Jesus, even as we hunger and thirst for physical substance, intensify our hunger and thirst for spiritual knowledge and righteous living. You declare, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Only as we regularly nurture our spiritual appetite will we delve into the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Through the daily grind of life, the inexhaustible truths revealed in your word brighten our outlook and make certain our eternal hope. Jesus, you are the living bread for hungry souls. Satisfy our hunger today, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. We are Daily Encouragement Net. This is Stephen C. Weber, along with my wife beside me. We share these messages each morning. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the website today, there will be a picture referred to in the body of the message of my family. We think it's probably Christmas in 1988. We scanned it from a photo and didn't get all the information down. It's great to have those kind of pictures, though, isn't it? It also has some other information, including a note, perspective related to yesterday's message that is posted in the footers of the message today. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to be encouraged.